We're going to be in the book of 2 Kings this morning. We're also going to look at another little prayer of Elijah. The title to the message would be Open Eyes Leads to No Fear. Open Eyes Leads to No Fear. I changed that title 5 or 6 times before I settled on that one. You know, there's so many times in our lives that we do experience fear. I think it's a natural instinct as humans to have fear, no matter it may be something physical, something emotional, even something spiritual. It's our first instinct in us to fear, and there is nothing wrong with that, and there are times that we are going to be fearful in our lives. But I hope this message this morning will encourage you and strengthen you in your spiritual walk, and realizing as a believer, as born again Christians, the army that is protecting you, and that is the army of God, that is the hand of God that is around about you. One thing to keep in mind as we study this, there are going to be times in your life when you're going to face difficulty. There are going to be things in your life that's not going to be taken away from you. But I hope this message this morning will show you that with your eyes are open, that you can face those struggles, you can face those heartaches, you can face that difficult time with a spirit of joy and no fear in your life. Amen. We're going to be in 2 Kings chapter 6. We're going to look at verses 8 through 15 to start with. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get into His Word. Father, we just we come before You this morning, and we do give You praise. Father, we do give You all the glory. Father, even in the darkest days of our lives, even in the valleys, Lord, may we just lift Your name up and just give You the praise, Lord. Father, may we, each one of us, realize this morning that it's not about us, but it's all about You, Lord. Father, may this message and this service, Lord, bring You glory and honor, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that it would touch someone's heart. May the Spirit of God abound in their lives this morning, and may their eyes be open to Your Word, Lord. Father, You promise in Your Word that it will not return void, but it will accomplish that in which You sent it, Lord. And Father, I believe that there's someone here this morning, Lord, that just that seeks to have their eyes open, Lord, to a new awakening, a time in their life when they truly begin to live. And Father, we just give You the praise for that this morning. In Christ's name, amen. 2 Kings chapter 6. Starts out in verse 8, then the king of Syria warred against Israel. I'm reading out of the King James. I may have left the ESV up, but that's fine. You can just go ahead and leave it. The king of Syria warred against Israel. And these little wars that broke out during this time frame were actually just kind of like border wars. They were constantly fighting over the battles, and there was always confrontation at this time against Israel. So these battles that were happening at this point in time were actually just little border wars. Maybe I think you see a lot of that on the news today of countries of doing that. North Korea and South Korea would be a good example of just little border wars. This is kind of the scenario that was taking place here. The king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, "In such a place shall be my camp." And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down." And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Well, now what's happening here, every time that the king of Syria goes to set up a camp, there's a leak in the camp. And the Israelite people know where their camp is going to be set up at, so they avoid it. I mean, it's almost like he had his cell phone bug, so to speak. No matter where they were going to set up and be at, the Israelite people knew about it. And how did they know about it? It was through the prophet, through God's ears and God's eyes. He was telling the prophet, and he would go and warn his people. Then this happened time and time again. In verse 11, he says, "Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" In other words, he thought that he had a spy in his troops among the camp, and he wants to know which one it is. In verse 12, "And one of his servants said, None, my lord, O king, but Elijah, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber." In other words, he said, this man of God, this prophet Elijah, he knows what you're even talking about in your bedroom. Whoa, wouldn't that be embarrassing? He can tell everything that this king is thinking, that everything that is being said. Let's read on in verse 13. "And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan." Now he is going to go, and he's going to capture him. He's going to kill him. He's going to do whatever it takes to dispose of this prophet Elijah. "Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about." I mean, a great multitude, a great army, and they surrounded the city at night. Verse 15, "When the servant of the man of God was risen early." I want you to catch that here. This is a servant of Elijah, a servant of the man of God. The man of God is Elijah, so he has a servant. "Was risen early." He got up early and gone forth. "Behold, an host compasseth the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do?" This servant of the man of God, which was Elijah, he wakes up early in the morning, he looks about the city of Dothan, and is completely surrounded by a vast, vast army. This king of Syria, he wants to capture Elijah. He wants to kill him or capture him, whatever it takes. You know, one thing, as I read this, I want you to realize this morning that exactly what happens in this story today is exactly what the enemy wants to do to you today. And the enemy is the devil, and he wants to separate you from the king. And that's what happens in this story here, that Elijah is separated from the king. In other words, the enemy, the devil, he wants to throw fear into your life. He wants to throw turmoil and confusion in your family. He wants to separate you from the king. And I say that with, he wants to separate you in your fellowship, in your relationship. Doesn't mean that you're going to lose your salvation, but he can interfere with your relationship with your Lord and Savior. He can do that by fear that you have in your life and circumstances that are going on in your life. He can cause chaos in your fellowship with your Lord and Savior. He can interfere with that relationship, that closeness that you have. He can become between you and separate you. How does he do that? Sin. Sin will separate you in your relationship with Jesus Christ. He doesn't move. We're the ones that move. It's that sin that moves us farther and farther and farther away from our Lord and Savior, that relationship. And most of the time in our life, The thing that is causing us problems in any situation is fear. We are actually deep down afraid of something. Now we're going to look at and see how the master, this man of God, how he quenched this servant's fears. Look what it says He asked a question. He said, what shall we do? In verse 15 and verse 16, he answered him, and he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." How did he quieten his fears? By the word. And if you're struggling with something, no matter what it is, if you're a Christian, if you're born again and you're struggling with something, if you have fear in your life, you need to pick up the Word of God. Amen? I don't care what it is that you're struggling with, the answer to your fears is right here. So by the Word, by His words and by the Word of God, we can quench those fears in our life. What is Psalms 34:7? This is very encouraging to read this. Psalms 34:7 says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and he delivereth them." That fear there means to reverently trust. If you're reverently trusting the Lord, he's going to deliver you. He has angels that encampeth around about you for protection. Amen. Isn't that comforting to know that? He quenched his fears by the word. What's some more words for us this morning? The last part of Romans 8:31, what does it say? If God be for us, who can be against you? Who can be against you? If God is for you, if God is on your side, how do you get God on your side? By the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's the only way. That's the only way that you can be attached back to God is through the blood of Jesus and what he did for you on the cross. Do you believe that this morning? Have you accepted that? Have you been born again? Then you're hooked back to God. You have an army to support you, to protect you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? The other way he quieted his fears is by a vision. We're going to look at that. Verse 17. And Elijah prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." Open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. Man, he quieted those fears by vision, and that vision came by him praying that he would open his eyes that he may see. Elijah here, he was concerned about his servant. He was concerned about his servant, and he prayed. He said, "I want him to see what I see." What did he see? He seen that he was safe. He seen that this army that was encamped around about him. What does it say? And he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about him. He saw that he was safe. He wanted his servant to see that. And he prayed that his eyes would be open. You see, at first of the morning, that morning, that servant, his physical eyes was open, and all he saw was the danger that was round about him. All that he saw was that army that encamped him, round about them. All he saw was the enemy. All he saw was the problems that was there and he's all around about him. But there was a second thing that happened when his spiritual eyes were open. His eyes of faith were opened up. His spiritual eyes were being opened. And what did he see? He saw God's protection round about him. What happened as a result of that? When his eyes were open, when his spiritual eyes were opened, it silenced his fears. He seen it. You know, this right here, as believers, this he was concerned about his servant. And as Christians, as born again believers, we need to be concerned about people that serves with us. And when they're struggling and when they have fears, we need to be like Elijah, and we need to help them open their eyes. And how do we do that? Through God's word. Amen. silence their fears. What's 1 John 4, chapter 4 say? Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No matter what you're coming up against, no matter what is happening in your life, the Spirit of God that lives within inside of you is greater than anything that is in this world. Amen? Do you believe it? Do you claim it? Do you hang on to it? I'd like to go to another prayer this morning. And actually, it has to do with your eyes being opened to experience the fullness and the love of God and the knowledge that He can give you. And He is, the Spirit of God is the only one that can open your eyes this morning. He wants to give you a vision. He wants you to have peace in your life no matter what you're going through. And this is my prayer for you. This is the prayer that Paul had for the Ephesian church in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 13. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Now listen to what he prays. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, that to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That you being rooted and grounded in love, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. That is my prayer for each one of you this morning, that you experience the love of Jesus Christ, that you experience that knowledge of the Spirit of Jesus Christ that will remove all fear. No matter what you're going through, no matter how huge that army, no matter how huge that problem is around you, that you experience the love and the peace and the joy of Jesus Christ. Amen. How do you grasp that? First of all, you have to have your vision. You have to have your spiritual eyes open to what Jesus Christ done for you. Not only what he has done, but what he's going to do for you in the future. Is there an army that is invading your life? Is there an army that's invading your family? There is protection for you. Are your eyes open? Do you experience it? Do you have that vision for someone else to be able to see the peace and the joy and the lack of fear that they can have in their life? I challenge you this morning as believers, as the body of Christ, to grasp hold of some young believer, some young Christian, and help them. Show them in God's Word. Give them that vision that no matter what they come up against, that they can experience the peace and the love and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Where are you at this morning? Do you have the peace and the knowledge and the understanding of the love? If you do not, all you're going to experience in your life is fear. That first fear should be that fear of eternity, of where you're going to spend eternity. Because if you don't have the fullness and the love of Jesus Christ inside of you, you're going to spend eternity in hell. And that enemy is constantly going to be around you. And you're constantly going to be tormented, and you're never going to experience peace, and that is for eternity. But if you got Jesus, all I can say is you got it all. Amen? Doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. Doesn't mean that fear is never going to come upon you, because it will. But the Spirit of God and the peace of God can remove that fear if your spiritual eyes are open. How's your eyes? How's your sight this morning? Do you have a vision?